Hello.
Yes, it's me. I know. I'm practically a fucking stranger. I've not done one of these in so long. I don't know if you noticed, it took like a hell of a long time off. But Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, congratulations on whatever event you've had, because it's been so long. So yeah, how are we all? Not bad. Yeah, me neither. Lockdown, in lockdown, out of lockdown? Are we in? Are we out? Are we shaking it all about? I mean, in the UK, we're on lockdown 3.0, which is fan-fucking-tastic when you haven't been out of the house in fucking months. So, yeah, keeping myself occupied by doing all sorts of shnizzle. I decided to go for a long walk yesterday in my house. Yeah. Exciting, I know. I did 8,000 steps. In my house, because I just couldn't keep still. And now today, I'm fucking aching like a bitch. You know, I'm aching like a sore donkey on holiday. So, yeah, I just wanted to pop on and say, how are you? I'm currently sat on the toilet. I bet you didn't want to know that, but there you go. This is toilet time with Cassie. Don't worry, I've finished all my business. I just can't be asked to get off the toilet. Do you want me to sit on the toilet for ages? And you've done what you need to do, but you just can't be asked to get up. There you go. Just toilet thoughts with Cassie. There you go. Do you know what I thought about earlier? How long we actually spend on the toilet and how long we spend on TikTok just like scrolling through when your brain's like, okay, you're finished now. Let's go and be productive. But your body's like, nah, can't be arsed today. I'm just gonna sit here for another hour, see how I get on, see how long I can get away with sitting on the toilet for. Yeah. That's how my brain works. And fuck me, it's cold in the UK. Like, is there any fucking need? It's bad enough that it's fucking lockdown 3.0, but can you at least fucking show a bit of sunshine? A bit of heat? But no. It's like, do you know what? Fuck you, Cassie. I'm gonna throw fucking frost at you, ice at you, fucking snow at you. I mean, I love snow, don't get me wrong. I wish it could snow all the time. Love it. Absolutely love it. But now and then, show a bit of sunshine. Now, I hate sunshine. But being in lockdown, makes me want a little bit of sunshine. Just a little bit. It would help. Anyway, how are you all doing? It's been a long ass time. I bought myself a nice little Christmas present. Yeah. A thrusting fucking machine. Can't wait to try that fucking bad boy out. Honestly. I'm really concerned because it looks fucking comfortable as shit. It's basically like a blow-up bed with obviously you've got the fucking machine bit at the end. But I'm really concerned that I'm gonna lay down there and I'm not gonna wanna fucking move. I might just have a fucking like a 10-minute nap to see how I get on. And then, I might as well try the machine out. But either way, I might just lay there and just thought, do you know what? I might just have a 15-minute nap, nobody will notice. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. What did you get for Christmas? Did you get any sexy presents? Any nice lingerie? Any toys? Male, female? Whatever. I don't want to assume your gender, you know, but whatever. Whatever toys, I don't know. Do you know when you always get some presents that you get every single year? You know what I'm talking about. Smellies. Perfume. Deodorant. Shower gel, and I just think to myself, are they trying to tell me that every year that I need a new deodorant and a new shower gel? Like, it's not just one box, it's like 10. And I'm like, fucking cheers, well done. But you know, you have to like smile and be like, oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, Dove, my favorite. Where really, in my head, I'm like, fuck off, you absolute bastard. Yeah, I know. Fucking fuck you and your fucking deodorant. I've got enough deodorant, thank you very much. And talcum powder. Use talc out of the shower. I don't care what people say. People can say it's dangerous, whatever. I like it. So, there you go. Fucking buy me talc, not fucking deodorant. Or fucking shower gel. I've got enough, mate. Oh. Do you want something that really, really is making me laugh at the moment? Exes. Now, yeah, every time everyone's like, you know, when people are like, oh, she talk about her ex again. Oh, she must really love him. No. Do you know what really pisses me off is you haven't spoken to an ex in like 10 years. And then all of a sudden, they see a picture on Instagram and think, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to slide in DM. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, Cass, you look fucking banging, mate. Your fucking tits are popping. I'm like, what the fuck? You're married. Well, you was married and then you got a divorce. I mean, oh no, what a fucking shame. As soon as you're fucking right, you're lying, twonk. Yeah, I said twonk. Like, who gives them the fucking right to slide in my DMs and be like, yo, what's popping? No, nothing's popping. Nothing's popping at all. You go back in your fucking cereal box and fucking stay there. I'm like, I'm not interested, man. Leave me alone. Instagram's a funny place, isn't it? Oh, mate. Fucking, one day it's fucking drama. Next minute it's fucking, I don't know. It's just so fucking confusing. I get so many DMs. I'm not like, oh, I'm not boasting I get so many DMs. Most of them are from fucking foreign guys, right? They don't even live in the UK. And they're like, I'm like, where are you from? They're like, Morocco. I'm like, oh, another one. I mean, they're just so creepy. One of them said, just pop a tit out for the lads. What does that even mean? What do you want me to do? Just pop one tit out of my bra and take a picture of it and send it to you? No! You fucking creep. What? It's like me saying fucking pop one of your balls out for the lasses. What are you gonna do? Fucking get half your ball out? Nah, it's not like that. Leave me alone. And then I go on like a massive blocking spree because I just frankly can't be asked. Oh, I love to have a good rant on the toilet. I'm sat here, I'm generally looking at my towels thinking, should really clean them, but I can't be asked. Like, I can't be asked. I shouldn't really move that, but I can't be asked. I feel really sick today. I think it's because I've had tea. If I have like a cup of tea in the morning, it makes me gag. But I've also had an apple. I've had an apple and a cup of tea so far. And it's fucking 10 past 12 in the afternoon. I've had an apple and a cup of tea. And I'm sat on the fucking toilet just ranting. What am I doing with my life? This is what lockdown's come to, guys. I've not even had the time to masturbate. Tell a lie I did the other day. With a thrusting dildo. Which is now my new favourite. It's purple. I fucking hate the colour purple, but my fucking God, did that thing do the fucking job. Oh, I need another one in my life. I'm honestly tempted to buy another one. Maybe two. And see how I get on. Oh my God, it was so good. Just the release, man. The fucking release. It just helps me de-stress, alright? Don't judge me. No, I'm only joking. Anyway, so let me know if you've got any new toys for Christmas, New Year, whatever. And if you want to send a picture, you're more than welcome. Just send it to me. I'm really nosy. I think I've got to that point now where I'm just nosy and I just want to see everybody's business. And then I have days where I'm like, why is nobody talking to me? Like, why has nobody messaged me? Have they forgotten about me? Have I disappeared into thin air? I miss flirting. I miss having a good flirt, right? And it started to piss me off. Like, I used to flirt all the time. And now I've got nobody that's interested. Apart from men from Morocco. And I'm like, no. I just want to flirt. I want to send some nudes. Do you ever get them dates where you just want to send nudes to people? Or is it just me? Anyway, I best go. Because, you know, when you sat on the fucking toilet for ages and both your legs gone completely dead and you try fucking walking down the stairs, it look like you shit yourself. Yeah, I'm at that stage now and I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck am I going to get off this toilet? My thighs are fucking massive, right? I can't fucking feel them. I can't fucking feel him. I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh, no. And it starts to hurt and you get the fucking, my mum always said, oh, if you ever get a dead leg, wiggle your toes. I can't even fucking feel my toes. How the fuck am I supposed to wiggle them? Anyway, just thought I'd pop on and have a bit of a toilet rant. I hope you've enjoyed my rant. I don't know if it's a rant or whatever. You know, it is what it is. Toilet chat with Cass. That might be a great episode, you know. I'd love to, like, get a few of you guys sat on your toilet and just have a conversation on the toilet. You know, like you do on a night out. And us girls get absolutely paralytic. in the women's toilets, and then we start talking to random strangers that we don't know. We're like, oh my God, your dress is amazing. Oh my God, that lipstick, where'd you get it? I want it. Oh, I feel like I'm going to be sick, help me. Do you know what I mean? One of those talks. That's what I need. Anyway, yeah, I will say that I keep you posted. You, what? What am I even saying? The legs, the deadness is going to my brain. I was going to say I will pop in now and then and see how you guys are doing, but yeah. Time to get my fat ass off the fucking toilet and try and walk down the stairs. Wish me luck. Gonna need it. I must have something to eat as well because I feel really sick. I feel like I'm going to puke. I'm not pregnant. I don't think I am. I've just had my period. So, oh, I'm sorry. You've actually got to have sex to get pregnant. That's another joke. Anyway, I love you all very much. And nice to talk again. You know, nice to get my feelings out there in the world for strangers to listen to. But yeah, I'll talk to you all soon. And thanks very much. Have a good evening. What am I trying to say? Have a good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. But yeah, till next time. Ciao.